I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the N1H1 influenza virus is ending in Mexico, Carolyn Wetzel of Food for the Hungry says the second and third waves could be worse, especially in Africa.
30% of the population is infected with HIV. So we know that if the pandemic flu reached there, we could see serious impact to a much greater scale than we would see in a more developed country.
The best way to prepare is to keep people informed. Pray for the families affected by the swine flu outbreak. Your gift to the Food for the Hungry Disaster Fund can make a difference in the life or death of an individual as they're given a chance to hear the gospel. Next, even a single dollar can do a lot for God's kingdom. For instance, it can buy a Bible like the one that introduced a young terrorist to the gospel, says Joan Zodiatis of AMG International.
He just couldn't believe the difference in what the Bible had to say with what he was taught by his father and his terrorist group. And so he went to the Bible study and they led him to the Lord.
God's given this young man a passion to share the gospel with his people. A dollar can have eternal impact. Go to our website if you want to help. And the number of people living in poverty in Latin America and the Caribbean is 196 million. That's up 6 million compared to previous stats. Way FM, a Cornerstone University radio station and Orphan Outreach, are heading to Honduras to provide physical and spiritual help to the poorest of the poor. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach says this is a return trip for Way FM, and that speaks volumes.
To realize that this team did not forget them, that they came back and they are committed to make a difference. The spiritual impact is going to be amazing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like you to join me on a medical mission trip to Guatemala October 10th through the 17th. We especially need doctors to help provide much-needed medical care to families and children affected by mudslides in Guatemala. To apply, go to missionnetworknews.org and follow the link. I'm Greg Yoder.